Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That toe-tapping, heart-stopping music means Tracy Spinks is here. She brings great energy into our studio every month with the Hastings Area YMCA. She is the Forever Well Coordinator for the Hastings Y, and we're so grateful for her time. How have you been?
Oh, busy winding up summer things and heading into fall. It's crazy.
So is there a new feel to the Y with the change? I mean, I know it's not officially fall, but back to school maybe brings parents are able to go out and exercise more or less, or what do you see?
Yes. So it's a bit quieter at the YMCA. Okay. We had a lot of summer programming visiting us over the summer, which we love. We had our Camp Spring Lake kids come in a couple days a week to use our pool for swimming. Oh. I did a drumming class with them their last week with the different age groups, music and movement. And then we also had our summer power program on site, which is a day camp program for school age kids.
Right, so no wonder it's a little less hectic.
Yes. So now, you know, everyone's back into their fall routines. And yeah, so I am busy moving back into my space. The kids use our multi-purpose room during the summer, and we do a lot more outdoor and moving our activities around to other locations. So I'm bringing movie day back in September, which took a little break over summer due to space. Friday Pie Day will come back in October. So just, a lot of...
Getting back into the new swing of things.
Yeah.
Oh, so, but it was a good summer at the Y.
It was a good summer. It was really good. We saw a lot of members visiting us, and class sizes were huge. Even though it's summer, you know, people still like to come in and not have to think about their workout. They just go to their class and boom, check mark, and that's done. And I've had a really good turnout for my balance class, which is amazing. So I think coming this fall, when, you know, people get into that ice and snow season, we'll probably see a flux of more people trying to prepare their bodies, you know, to help stabilize their walking gait and feel more secure when they have to walk in bad weather. So,
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, what is going on then as we turn the page to September?
Oh, man. September, we've got swim lessons that are starting next week. There's still a lot of openings for those. So if you've got grandkids or kiddos that are still looking to get into swimming lessons for fall, they can check that online, ymcanorth.org. You can also contact Connie Waters. She is our aquatics director. If you have specific questions, you know, where does my child start, you know, she can talk about their age group and they're comfortable in the water, like putting their face in or not, you know, all those things that help them to find the right fit for the instructor and level that they need. So she's great at figuring that out. And fall sports, so we'll have our flag football starting on the 14th. All of the practices and games will be on Sundays. So they've got first and second grade together, third and fourth, and fifth and sixth.
Oh, fun.
And then they're doing a really cool event where they're going to have the kids that are signed up for this flag football, all of the locations. So every, you know, all different Ys have kids signed up. And they're able to go to the Vikings practice stadium and pick up their jerseys. And
what?
So, the NFL flag families will be able to go to the Vikings stadium practice in Eagan and pick up their jerseys. And then they're going to have some of the Vikings there doing like some practice stuff with the kids. So each age group has different times that they will pick up their jerseys. So they'll get information sent to them if they're registered, what time they should be there, you know, like 1 to 3 or 3 to 5, whatever, you know, whatever their time is for their age. And they'll be able to pick up their jerseys and do some fun activities and drills.
That is so awesome.
It is.
So there is still room for this football program?
So registration is through Thursday. And so if people still want to be able to register, they can go online and get those registrations filled out. And then the actual practices and games start on the 14th. So it's a Sunday. And the Hastings location is the Featherstone Field right across the street from the YMCA. So a lot of people are familiar with that field, and that's where their practices and scrimmages will be.
That is so awesome. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big deal for those kiddos.
Absolutely. How exciting.
No kidding.
And then a special jersey, too. I think that'll be really cool. So, yeah. And then looking ahead into the fall, our aquatics director is also going to host a pumpkin splash event. She's going to have a pumpkin floating patch. So, like, in the pool, pumpkins floating.
What?
Decoration station. Yeah, light refreshments, games, and then some prizes for small children. So that's going to be towards the end of October. So be on the watch for that. I'm sure we'll have another update in October, and there'll be flyers out and some information on our website once they have all the details nailed down for that. So that will be exciting. And then as far as Forever Well, every October, we like to do a celebration of our 80-plus-year-old members. And so I'm getting geared up. I run that program for the Forever Well. And so we have a light luncheon and entertainment that we have for our members who are 80-plus years old. And yes, you do have to be 80 and a member to participate in that. And then we'll have some registrations opening up October 1st for that. So be on the lookout for that for our friends who would like to attend. And it'll be really nice. It's a nice celebration that we enjoy doing for our members. And we have a lot of volunteers that help us to set up, clean up, serve food and desserts. And
but you also have a lot of members that are 80 plus.
We do.
What is that number, Tracy?
Oh, my goodness. Well, last year when I checked it, it was over 300 members that were 80 plus. And I know I've already had a few people tell me, I turned 80 this year.
Aww.
So they're really excited about being able to attend that. So, yeah, so I don't have a recent update of that number, but over 300 members are 80 plus years old at our YMCA. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, that is absolutely great.
Yeah. Other news in our Forever Well world, we are doing arts and crafts on September 11th. That's a Thursday. We have some fall wreaths that we're making with ribbon. So a wire wreath will be supplied for each person along with jute to tie their ribbon. Members get to bring their own ribbon, so you can kind of pick the design you want to use. I'm suggesting four different color patterns that go together. And then I'll have directions once we come together to put those wreaths, fasten them onto the wire. And so anybody has questions on that, you do have to register. You can contact me. My information is in the newsletter as well as online. We're also doing a lunch bunch this month, September 16th at the Beer Stew. I've been trying to find places that can house enough people. Great social event. You know, everyone buys their own lunch, but that social time is really important. And so that's been really great this year. We just keep seeing more and more people being involved and participating in our activities. So I'm really excited about having those social pieces in addition to our fantastic classes and fitness programs. You know, that whole person well-being is so important. We are also doing a Medicare 101 with our friend Nick Swanson. He is a agent for both Minnesota and Wisconsin. He came and talked to us last year about different policies. Once you sign up for Medicare, different supplements that you can buy. He has got so much knowledge, and he works with more than one company. He has a plethora of companies that he works for, and it's nice to know that you're not stuck with just a couple choices that someone might offer. So
for sure.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that because he's just really good at sharing that information.
And it's so complicated.
It is very complicated. In fact, I had someone tell me last week that once you're retiring from your job, you know, when you work, you have an HR person, they answer all your questions. Mm-hmm. Once you retire, boom, you're like cut off from everything. And if you decide to call Medicare to ask questions, you could wait on the phone for an hour or two. So great to have this information ahead of time. Or if you're not happy with supplements that you're signed up for, you can come and ask questions, because each year you can kind of change those plans if you choose to. There's always that little window of opportunity where you can make changes to your plans. So that would be great information for folks to check out. And like I said, we have movie day back. So the end of September, the 25th, we're showing the movie Joy, Birth of IVF, the first in vitro test tube baby. I have never seen this movie. I've read that there's really good reviews on it, and it's just very interesting. And this was released in 2024, so it's a fairly new movie. And it is about the birth of Louise Joy Brown in 1978. Who was the actual first test tube baby, and the 10-year journey it took to make this happen. So I'm interested to see, you know, what all is about. We did start a new healthy lifestyle group in August. Anybody can join at any time.
And what does that entail, Tracy?
You know, we're starting out just by journaling some of our eating habits to talk about, you know, taking a real look at what we put in our bodies and how can we slowly make changes to be healthier, to be more active, to be more intentional about what we're doing with our bodies, what we're putting in, what we're putting out. And so just kind of a journey together, sharing some recipes, sharing some struggles that we have. We all have struggles with things. And so just a really great way to stay motivated and to hold each other accountable to make some positive changes. And so our next one, it's always on the fourth Tuesdays. So those will be going forward. It's just an hour get together. Sometimes we'll have snacks and sometimes we'll have guest speakers. Yeah, I have someone in mind, a nutritionist that I'm going to ask to come in and speak to our group as well. So I think that those are valuable things as well, to have the right tools moving forward to make those changes. So,
and that's free.
Yeah. Yes. And then, of course, you know, the octogenarian event, that is Tuesday, October 21st. So those folks listening who are 80 plus years old and want to attend, you can mark your calendar now, October 21. And that's between 11 and 1. It's a Tuesday, and we will have registrations opening 1st of October. And we're continuing our Walk with a Doc series.
How's that been going?
Good. We have a guest coming in. Dr. Luke has a guest coming in, a chiropractor, to talk on the second Tuesday of September. So it's always fun to have somebody different with a different perspective of health come in and talk. And so they'll have their walk and then an educational piece from that chiropractor. And so that will be also really fun and exciting, something different. All different aspects of health, from prescription medications to over-the-counter. Dr. Luke finds different topics to talk about that are helpful to folks, and it's free. And that's always on the second and fourth Fridays each month. And we are also having a blood drive the end of September.
Super important.
The 30th of September, there is a link in our newsletter, or you can go onto the Red Cross website and look up the Hastings Y as a location. And that is Tuesday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So lots of spots left for that. We'd love to fill all those spots. They're even taking some super donor spots. So just kind of check that out if you've been flagged as one of those people as a super donor. Ongoing things that we have are our balance assessments and our machine orientations. Sometimes machines can be really overwhelming to use, whether it's a weight machine or an elliptical or even a bike. You know, the stationary bikes. There's so many buttons and different gadgets. If you've never used one and you're not sure how to make it more challenging, some of the machines that we have screens that will take you on a trail.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so you get kind of a virtual picture while you're exercising. And so it's nice to learn about what those things are and how to use them. And our machine orientations do that. It's about an hour session as a group. And yeah, our fitness director takes those folks around and shows them how to use some of that equipment.
Because I think that's something that can be intimidating to people if they want to get back into exercising, but machines have changed or,
right.
you know, they don't know how to use them. And they're pretty easy once you get training.
Yeah. And I think we want to make sure, like, especially like on the weight machines, that we're using them properly so we don't get an injury. You know, I'm a big safety girl. I say that all the time when I'm on here. And my class participants will agree with me on that. I really like people to feel safe and utilize the muscles that we're trying to work. So knowing the proper techniques to use when you're exercising is really important. So we have lots of folks willing to help out with that. We have a couple of new trainers upstairs.
Oh.
So look for those new faces. I'm sure Deanne will have some flyers out with who the new trainers are. So if you're looking for more of a one-on-one specialized workout for yourself, check out our personal training program. It's a really valuable tool, especially if we're rehabbing some injuries or some surgeries we've had. They're knowledgeable folks that can help you recover a little quicker with those injuries.
It's great advice. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. And balance, again, coming
super
into
important.
Fall, super important. And the classes, I think we're probably going to end up moving our class into a bigger space going forward. Even our Silver Sneaker yoga class had about 40 people in it last week. So yeah, people are just understanding the importance of that flexibility piece and strengthening the body so that we can be stronger in our everyday activities. And I think we're going to see an influx in people, you know, trying to get healthier going forward this fall.
Oh, I love it. How could people sign up and become a member of the Y if they aren't already?
Well, you can sign up online at ymcanorth.org, but we love it when folks actually come into the Y to see us because we can give you some of our flyers and additional information and get you signed up for these one-on-one consultations or fitness assessments with trainers so that you can get yourself started right away. And that's really important. I helped one gal today sign up for our app. We've got an app that has everything at your fingertips. And you know, everything these days has an app. You can go on and order a Subway sandwich and just go pick it up, or groceries or whatever. We have an app as well, Y of the North. So you can actually see classes and offerings at all of our facilities in the Twin Cities at your fingertips, which is really helpful. Register for things online as like group training or water fitness classes. And so I think it's pretty helpful to have access to those things. And I love showing people how to upload those because sometimes technology is also overwhelming. And so we like to help folks get that set up, as I did with somebody this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, Tracy, thank you. This is all such great information. So you're not adverse to walk-ins?
Nope.
Okay. You heard it here.
Absolutely.
Love to see you. Thank you so much for coming in today. Tracy Spinks is the Forever Well Coordinator for the Hastings Area YMCA. And as she mentioned, do stop in and visit them because they would love to show you around and tell you about the benefits of being a member of the Y. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.